You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, welcome once again, everybody. You know what? I haven't talked to y'all since last year. I really haven't. Oh, my goodness. But you know what? I know it may be what they say, a day late and a dollar short, but still, Happy New Year to everyone. And it's a blessing that we crossed over, right? It really is a blessing that we've made it over to the new year. So, hey, we still got time to celebrate. At the date of this recording, it is January the 12th of 2022. So, hey, we made it over. And like someone said, keep the party rolling, man. Don't stop. Don't stop. Pour me some more of that good water. Pour me some more of that Essentia, you know, that, yeah, not the Aquafina. I want that other one, that smart water. But listen, everybody, welcome. I am Dr. Michael Mosley, and you are in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. Yes, and it is that time. It is that time for you to move forward, to make bigger moves, bigger strides, step a little bigger, step a little wider to achieve your goals this year. So I really do say welcome over to 2022. We all made it over. Now, I really, because this is what I hear in my spirit already, I need to be cautious because some people have not totally made it over yet, because some people are still living in 2021. Their mind is still in 2021. Have y'all ever heard that R&B song that says, what is it? Your body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. Anybody remember that one? That's an old school jam. Yeah, back in the day. But you know, that's the way some people are. They're physically here in 2022. But they're still in 2021 mentally, maybe even in 2019 mentally. And somebody, maybe you still back in 1987. Oh, my God. But it's time to move forward. It's time for you to move forward and embrace the joys, the treasures, and even the love that God has bestowed upon this year for you. Are you ready? I believe that there's somebody that says, you know what? I believe I'm ready. I'm ready to take that plunge. Come on, let's dive in. I don't know. This may not be appropriate, but I'm going to tell you this. Let's skinny dip on into 2022. Let's skinny dip right on into this big pool of 2022. Just like, yeah, I'm diving in with everything that I have. I'm ready for this great year. But you know, today I want to ask some friends of mine that are calling in. I have some callers already in queue. What are you attracting this year? What are you attracting? Now, most people, we don't do this anymore. But when I was coming up, they would say, well, I'm making New Year resolutions. So this is my New Year resolution. You know, some people don't do that anymore because, you know, we got kind of upset and we feel bad when you said, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to eat better. And by the third day of the new year, you already done broke that resolution. So, but I want to ask you, what are you attracting this year? Think about that. And some of us may be attracting some things that we don't want to attract. You got to think about that too. Listen, don't you go anywhere. I have some callers already in queue and I can't wait to talk to them. So you stay tuned. Don't you go anywhere. In fact, turn up your headset and let's enjoy your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. Now, you know, that's my jam. You know, that's my walking music, my exercise music. Yeah. It keeps me going for some reason. It does. It just kind of keeps me going. You know, I welcome you to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And it's wonderful. You know what? Christmas was kind of warm here in Georgia. It was. It was kind of warm. He was wearing shorts and everything. But finally, as of a few days ago, it got kind of cool. So, but it goes up and down. You know, you don't know. You really don't know. My air conditioner go from heat, then it goes to air, then it goes back to heat. You know, and at night it goes back to air. That's just me. But that's all in one day. But at least I'm here to experience it. At least I'm here to enjoy it, right? So listen, everybody. You know, sometime when we leave out of a year, some people say, "Ooh, I'm glad that's over." And yes, many of us may have had some challenges in 2021. But the good thing to understand is that you made it. You made it mentally, not just physically. Because some of us say, "I didn't have no choice. You know, I'm not going to kill myself, and nobody killed me. And thank God COVID did not kill me." That's a blessing. But mentally, you made it. Whatever you had to do to survive 2021, you did it. Sometimes you had to take a walk in the park. Sometimes you just had to sit down in a quiet room. Sometimes we had to pray, and sometimes we meditated. Sometimes we had to go jogging, right? Sometimes you did that crossword puzzle. Whatever you did to maintain your sanity, that's what you did, and it worked for you. You maintained, you did what you needed to do to get to where you are today. I want you to take a moment to appreciate where you are. I'm grateful for where I am right now. Now, somebody may say, "Well, now you should be further along than this, or you should be way up here." Well, that may or may not be true, but what I am grateful is where I am right now. I'm appreciative of where I am. Everybody don't know the beginning of your story. They don't know what you had to do to maintain your sense, your mental status. So we're grateful for where we are. So you know what? Somebody right now, I want you to just take out your little notepad and just say, "You know, I'm grateful for where I am today. I am grateful for where I am today." I want you to try that. Just write that down. Now, some of you can text that to me. You know, anybody remember my text number? It's 916-467-4448. You can just text it to me when you're hearing this recording. I am grateful for where I am today. Because some people don't know, oh my God, 2021 for me, it was a struggle. It really was. And I've shared this with some people. A lot of people don't know, but some of them do. That 2021, ooh, guess what, y'all? I almost was suicidal. You, Dr. Mosley? Yes. I had a situation that was so painful that I just said, I kind of joke about it. I said, "Now, Lord, if you're looking for people to volunteer to go to heaven, I'm ready. You can come on and get me." But now the only thing, and this is funny, but I said the only thing that kept me from not killing myself, I said, "If I do that, my wife and my kids, they won't get the insurance money. So I better not do it," because I don't want to leave them that way. I said, "Uh-uh, I ain't doing that. And I can't leave my wife and my children like that. No, I'm going to go on and tough it out." But I'm trying to let someone know that was a rough year, but you did what you needed to do to make it. You did what you needed to do, what you could do to survive. So be grateful for that. Be excited for that. So now, you know what I want to know today, and I'm getting ready to go to some callers. The question I have for today is, what are you attracting this year. You made it over. So what are you looking forward to? What are you putting in your mind? I am attracting this. Now, I want you to try to be as specific as you can. All right. I want you to really, really not just say, I'm attracting better health. Well, what about that better health? What is it that you really are attracting? I want better. I'm attracting more weight loss. Ooh, I like that. I'm attracting greater love. What kind of love? I'm attracting loving myself more by attracting a new hairstyle. What are you attracting? What are you? Now, somebody's going to say, I'm attracting money. Good. I want to know, how much money are you attracting? You just nosy, Dr. Mosley. Yes, I am. I sure is. Because I want you to get it. I want you to really receive the good that you are desiring. Now, listen, there's a birthday, young lady. She's already in my queue. I'm going to see if I can get her on real quickly. See if I think from Avon Park, Florida. I need Harriet. Harriet, can you unmute your line for me, Harriet? Because I'm ready to talk to you right now. I want to talk to Miss Harriet from Avon Park, Florida. How are you doing, Harriet?
I'm blessed, Dr. Mosley.
Now, you really are, Harriet. You really are blessed. Now, you have a birthday. You told me in on the line, you said, I have a birthday coming up. When is it? Is it Sunday?
Sunday. Yes.
Sunday. Now, Harriet, you mean to tell me you go finally be old enough to have you a glass of champagne?
Uh-huh.
Wonderful, yes. Harriet. Now, Harriet, tell me this. What is something you are attracting this year of 2022?
Success and prosperity.
Now, Harriet, I just said, fine-tune that a little bit. What does that mean? What does that mean? What
that
are you going to attract?
I will be achieving my goals, and I will be successful once I achieve them.
Okay, tell me one goal that you want to achieve this year.
My real estate license.
I love it. I love it. Now, I want you to believe that you have it. One thing that's coming from me to share with you, Harriet, I want you, now, really this is going to sound kind of funny, but you're overthinking things a little bit. You're overthinking things. Relax. Breathe a little bit more, okay? You're overthinking it. Sometimes you overthink the problem. It really is, it's, how can some people say, it's really not as serious as you may be making it, or it's not as detailed as you may be making it, but what you, because you're overthinking it, you're kind of pushing the right answer out of your mind. Don't overthink it. So now, I do feel you're going to pass the real estate exam this year. I really do feel that. Who is also the person, there's someone connected to you, was there someone that was hurt last year? Someone that was hurt? Was someone hurt connected to you, Harriet? Yes or no?
Other me, but no one else, no.
Okay. This is kind of strange. I'm picking up like a hurt, like somebody, like a physical hurt. I don't know if somebody fell or somebody just... It's a strange feeling here, but I'm believing and I'm expecting healing to take place. Okay, just kick that to the back burner. Healing, and this is going to mean something very, very powerful this year for you. Healing again, healing. I don't feel this issue. I feel a male. I really do feel like a gentleman. So just kick it to the back burner. But I am looking forward to you passing your real estate exam. I'm looking forward to you turning, what is it? We're going to say 25 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have great success, and you're going to enjoy this year of 2022. Now, before you leave, Harriet, I want to know one thing. What is the one thing that you really appreciate about 2021?
Right now, I'm appreciative that I got my son help, even though I had to go through the court system to get him help for his mental health issue, but he is finally somewhere to get help.
Wonderful. I am very proud of you, and that you stood firm to achieve that goal. So I really say congratulations to you. You did that, Harriet. You did that. Now, if you did that, I have no doubt in my mind that you will achieve your real estate exam goal. So happy birthday, Harriet. Now, let me know how things progress for you, okay?
I will. Thank you, Dr. Mosley.
You're more than welcome. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'll be right back, everybody. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And don't forget, I don't think I've announced this to you all, but listen, go to the website. Two things. One, get your reading with Dr. Mosley. Yeah, get a reading with me. And you know what? For a limited time only, this month of January, I think it's till January the 24th, I believe. If you use the code word special, I have a gift for you. This is a $100 discount from the reading. Yeah. So you got to book it right now. I'm telling you, you got to book it, and others have been. I'm telling you, others have been. I think one day I had like 7 readings in one day. But listen, use the code word special and you'll receive $100 off of your reading. Yes, you will. Also, when you go to the website, there's a new challenge that I have going on. It's called the Fast Forward Challenge. I need you to go on. It's simple. It's easy. Very, very easy. I got what we call a praise report yesterday. A gentleman said that since I've been on the Fast Forward Challenge, I have received 2 job offers making more money than I've ever made. So he's really excited. I believe this is the time for us to move forward fast. This is the year that I believe that God is ready for us to have results. I'm not looking for another church service. I'm not looking for another conference. I'm not looking for just another business meeting. I'm looking for results. And that is what God is desiring for you, to have results, to achieve your goal. That's why I'm asking the question, what are you attracting this year of 2022? Let me go to Tasia right now. I think Tasia's in Miami. Tasia, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. You sound so nice. You know, it's you nice, you nice ladies. You got to watch, because sometimes y'all can be booger bears, but you nice, aren't you, Tasia?
Yes.
Oh, Lord, Tasia, you took too long. Now, that's the kind of say, I am nice, but don't push me. Tasia. Now, Tasia, what are you attracting this year of 2022?
That's such a great question. That really makes me think. For me, there are a lot of things that I've been in prayer about, that I've been working on my thought process, my words, what I say, things that I'm really hoping to come to pass this year. So
Okay, so tell me. You haven't answered my question, Tasia.
Oh, I'm attracting answer prayers. The highest manifestation of my prayers, one specifically for my family, for my husband, breakthrough in his career.
Okay, let me stop you right there. When we say, because we use that term a lot in church, breakthrough. Mm-hmm. A gentleman used to call mm-hmm. me all the time and said, Pastor, can you pray for breakthrough? Can you pray for breakthrough? So I finally mm-hmm. stopped and I'm going to ask you the same question. What does that mean for you? What does that mean, breakthrough?
Just open doors and just answer prayer for what we're desiring and what we believe in.
Now, let me interject again. This could be the reason, Tasia. Now, everybody listen, that you're not getting what you may be expecting. I teach that prayer is a science, but it's a simple science. Now, I said to you, what is breakthrough? And then you said, I open doors, okay? What is open doors? Answered prayer. That's the next thing you stated. All of those statements are very vague.
Okay.
Because sometimes we're saying, I want breakthrough. Well, he didn't get terminated. He didn't get laid off. He has a check that's still coming. Then that's breakthrough, because they probably thinking about or did lay off somebody or did terminate somebody. So if you look at it from that standpoint, he did get breakthrough. He did get an open door. He did get an answered prayer, because we praying, Lord, keep him working. Lord, make the let's have a successful Christmas by paying for the bills, keeping the lights and the mortgage paid up. Those are prayers. Are you understanding what I'm saying, Tasia?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now this is where we go next. You have to answer this question. What does my prayer look like? What is it that I'm really wanting? Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I have the answer for that.
Okay. So now that's what I want to know, because that is what we're trying to attract this year, 2022. So what is that answer?
Definitely a relocation for both of us, with him working, with him being selected on a team that's able to take care of all of our financial needs and more, and abundantly over what we need.
All right. Now that's a whole lot better. So now, and you know what? Now some people, sometimes we get to this point, well, I just say, Lord, bless me, or Lord, open the door. No, when you're praying, be as clear as you can. And yet, this is the way I always do it. I say, now, God, if you have something better, let me receive it. But this is the foundation of what I'm believing you for. He was, what I need you to do is visualize. Was he up for a promotion before, or some type of position before, but it did not pan out? Or did not go through?
He's an athlete, and he's had several teams approach him throughout the years, and things just, it would get to the point where there were negotiation and things would just fall through. A few times he got injured right before, so he's a lot of different opportunities in the past where that's happened.
Okay. And so that's what I'm picking up. I picked up that it's like he almost get to the almost mm-hmm. stage. Where is he from? What city or state is he from?
Actually, he's from Senegal.
Okay, from Senegal.
West Africa. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you, I'm going to have you to do something. Now, this goes sound funny, so just bear with me, because I cannot see you in a sense. But does he have hair?
No, he has a low cut.
Does he have hair on his head, or is he bald?
He has hair on his head, yes.
Okay, that's what I need to find out. What I want you to do is, this going to sound kind of funny, and I know it, but what I want you to do is pray over the shampoo that he uses, and because you believe in the power of prayer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to pray over the shampoo that he uses. Pray for a cleansing. A cleansing, okay? Right now, a mental cleansing that he can visualize and focus where he's going. Right now, he has the ambition. He has the motivation, but he's kind of lost. He hasn't lost his desire. It's just kind of faded a little bit. The momentum is not as strong. He's second guessing, and I don't want him to second guess. This is going to be a year of transformation. I really do feel that for him. Okay. So I want you to pray over the shampoo, because we're praying for a cleansing and a covering from the head, and let it fall to the toes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you understand what I'm saying, Tasia?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Let me know what happens. Would you do that for me, Tasia?
Yes.
All right, Tasia. Well, now listen, stay focused on that. Get ready to move, relocate, get ready to transform to where you're going. I believe it's going to be a great year for you, a wonderful year, productive year. So keep me posted, Tasia, okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, my dear. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I got quite a few I got to get to in queue. I'll be right back. Your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. Now listen, everybody, you know what? Again, it's a new year, and I really feel this. I've been teaching this on Facebook. And by the way, follow me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook almost every day teaching. And I encourage you to follow me. This is a year that I feel in my spirit. God wants results. Yeah, buddy. Results. In other words, not just making it through the day, no, really achieving the results. Many people know this, I am 53 years old, and this year I'll be 54. And you know, I used to get kind of embarrassed by that. Oh, you're getting old. No, I'm getting wiser. But what I can say is that now, look here. I got to talk to myself. Now, look here, Mosley. You got 50 years behind you. Now, you have enough experience with your life, your mind, your body, your spirituality. You got enough experience to make some things happen. And you can make it happen for yourself. So this is the year we got to realize. Now, I've been that, done that. This is the year I can do this. I really can. I was telling someone, I said, now, you know what? I'm not as young as I used to be. I used to do X, Y, and Z. But you know what? I feel this in my spirit. I don't have to be as young as I used to be. I know how to do more with my mind than I can with my hands. I have a mind Because that's how it happened. Even when you were younger, you had a mind to say, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going out tonight and I'm going to stay out till 4 a.m. in the morning, then come home, get me 2 hours of sleep, and then I'm going to get back up and go to work. So you had that mind. I know we think, well, that body was working too, but it really was the mind. Because even though I still got sleepy throughout the day, but my mind said, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. What we all need is that mindset. Whatever you put your mind to, it can be done. We all know that scripture in the Bible, all things are possible to him that believe. Let me go to Deja right now. Let's see. Deja, are you there? How you doing from San Diego?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, Deja. Now, Deja, what are you attracting this great year of 2022?
I'm going to say completion and new beginnings.
Now, you got to break that down for me. That's too vague. What are you completing, okay, sweetheart? What are you going to complete?
I'm trying to end a chapter in my life, and it's been ongoing for at least the past year now. And just like, it won't end. It won't end. So,
okay, so there's a chapter in your life that it won't end, and you want it to end. So now, why is it still going on?
Because it's out of my control.
All right. So this is out of your control, but you want it to end, right? So let me share this with you. Whatever is going on in your life and whatever you desire for it to end, let's pray this prayer that we no longer want it to have the same effect on you. If something is not ending, it's time for us to keep, it's something that we still must learn or still something we must use. So you got to have that mind power to go above this. Although it's still there, it's not going to affect me. I am yet going to empower myself over this particular dilemma. Every now and then, I get on my exercise machine. And I set the timer for 30 minutes. Now, I'm ready to get off of that thing probably in 15, maybe 20. But it's still going. And the purpose of it still going and me following it is to say, I must overpower this. I cannot allow this machine to overpower me. I must overpower it. So you got to get to that point where you are overpowering whatever that problem may be. And the way to do that is to train your mind to make it not affect you as much. Okay? So that I can move on in spite of whatever is going on, I'm going to move forward. Does that make sense to you, Deja?
Yes.
Okay, so okay, so Deja, I need you to move forward. Deja, do you have any children?
No.
Okay. Well, let me throw this out at you, Deja. I definitely see a little boy. I see a little boy. Are you thinking about having children? How old are you, Deja? Are we all in your business today, ain't we, Deja?
I'm 25.
You're 25. Okay, so now, Deja, are you trying to have children?
I would like children, yes.
Okay, I don't know why, because I don't mean to embarrass you, sweetheart, but I definitely see a boy. And this is just shocking me, because this is not what I was looking to see. But I definitely see a boy child, and this is a baby, a light-skinned boy child. I'm just going to lay that, what they say, I'm going to put that right there and let you handle the rest of that, okay? So, okay. And Deja, are you returning back to school?
I want to, yes.
Was this in nursing?
Oh, wow. So I wanted to go to school for nursing initially, but my life just didn't pan out that way. So I'm on a kind of different path. It's in the healthcare field, but it has to do with like computers and stuff. So I'm not exactly sure of the job description, but that's what I get from
it. All right. Well, I must encourage you to go back and finish what you started. I really believe you can do this. Okay.
Okay.
I really do. I'm rooting for you, Tayshia. Okay.
Okay.
Hang in there, my dear little angel. God bless your heart. Listen, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I really am. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Go ahead on and book your reading with me. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. And if you use the code word special, you'll receive $100 off. Yeah. So you got to go on and use it. You got to text the word reading to 40691. And you can also go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay. drmichaelmosley.com. Now let's see if I can go to Mia. I believe I'm ready to see if I can talk to Mia really quickly, because I believe Mia is ready. She's ready for this new year. How you doing, Mia?
Hi, how you doing? I missed you when you came out here to Houston.
That's right. You sure did miss me, huh? I was looking forward to seeing you.
I had some things going on with my mom, and it was crazy.
But you know what? I'm so glad to hear your voice. I'm glad that you're doing well, and Happy New Year to you. So tell me something, Mia. What is it that you are attracting this year, 2022?
You know what? I'm just attracting positivity. I'm cutting off. Well, I am going to call you personally for my, personal, because somebody has came back and I just want to know if it's sincere. Going forward, just cutting off all negativity. It's been so many jealous people around me, and I don't know why. I'm such a nice person, but I just don't get it. But whatever. I'm just going for it, and I'm still making it, because I'm retired from the Army. So I'm living off of that with my kids. My son is doing good in college, playing basketball. And I'm still looking for that job. I'm just waiting for something to come. I'm putting in the effort. I'm praying. I even have my crystal. Me and Miss West, we pray together a lot. I'm just really looking forward to change, and just being different, like going for it with my life.
Now, one thing I am loving, absolutely loving, is your energy. I can feel your energy, and your energy is so positive, and it's a very much a lifting. Now, I want you to maintain the energy. When I went to Houston and I did a seminar there in Houston, one thing I kept saying them is, I'm not listening for your words. I'm listening for your energy. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would tell them, I would say this. I would tell them to repeat after me. And I would tell them, I'm not listening for your words. I'm listening for your energy, because your energy tells the true story. Your energy.
Yeah, you always tell me that.
So this is what is happening now. Your energy. And let me share this with you, because this is what I hear. You said, I'm living off of, something that you're living off of from the Army. And that's good. Yeah. And you're still looking for that job. One thing I say, and I said this today on Facebook, God never runs out of ideas. He never runs out of money. He never runs out. So, again, I want to say this to you, something I just said recently, a few minutes ago. I have at least 50 years behind me, 50 years of joys, of challenges, of goods, of bad. I have 50 years. Now, part of those years, let's say the first 20, they were teenage years, infancy and all of that. But I do still say I got a good 30 years of some smart decisions that I made. You have that same. You have the years of good living. You have years of being stable. You made it through the Army. You made it through joys, through pains. You have experience. I want you to glean from that experience, take from that energy, and realize that if I made it through 2021 and all the years prior to that, I am definitely making it in 2022.
Absolutely.
This is what you're doing. I love that you said you're cutting some things off, cutting some people off. I think that's wonderful. And sometimes, let me throw this at you. Some people may be jealous, but really, it's also some things that God is saying, you just don't need them any longer. Some things, it's not that they're bad, and they're not bad people, it's just you don't need them any longer.
I haven't really been cutting them off, Pastor. They've been kind of, much as I pray, they just move along and just, so.
Exactly. In other words, that's God saying, you don't need them. I'm moving you further along. It's almost, look at it like going through school. I remember my first grade teacher, her name was Miss Fobbs. But I don't need Miss Fobbs anymore. He didn't move Miss Fobbs. He moved me. So some things, God moving you. It may look like he's moving them, but really he's moving you. You're moving on up, like the Jeffersons would say. So certain people you just don't need anymore. It's not that they're bad, and it's not a bad thing. It's just that it's time for you to move on. Does that make sense to you, Mia?
Absolutely, Pastor.
Well, Mia, I'm very excited for you, my dear. Now, you go on the website. I want you to get on that fast forward challenge. It's absolutely free, but I just want you to get on that fast forward challenge. You'll see what we do. We take 15 minutes, 3 times a day, and we meditate on the life that we desire. 15 minutes, 3 times a day, and you still eat whatever you want. But before you eat anything, you got to have fruit, and you got to have plenty of water. Okay? So I want you to go on my website, Dr. Michael Mosley, and get on that fast forward challenge. Okay?
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear. You stay encouraged, and I look to chat with you again. Okay?
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Don't go anywhere. I still have some callers in queue. I got to get to them. I'll be right back. Tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley. Go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com, and I want you to be a part of this fast forward challenge. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. We've already, honestly, a gentleman messaged me yesterday. Well, his wife did, and said, since me and my husband have been on the fast forward challenge, he's gotten a job promotion. Really, he's trying to decide because he got 2 job offers, both making more money. And so he's at that point where he don't know which one to take. It's like so much good is happening. Which one should we do? Well, I want you to have that same experience. Get on the fast forward challenge. This is the year that I really feel from God that he wants us to really have positive results. I've realized something. You all know that I work in church and ministry and all of that, and I love it. I do. But I found out something. There are more prayers to pray besides a money blessing. See, because most of the time when I would be praying, Lord, I need money. Lord, help me to pay the light bill. Lord, help me to pay the gas bill. Lord, help me to pay my mortgage. Lord, Lord, Lord. But, you know, there are other prayers that can be prayed. In other words, what are you saying, Dr. Mosley? Is that your financial needs, desires, wishes can really be met. You can. And this is part of, I feel, those of us that are believers in God or believers in the divine, believers in the universe, we should really live it, expect it, enjoy life. It kind of bothers me when some people say, I believe in the universe, and yet we're always struggling and always robbing Peter to pay Paul. No, no. This is time for you to have some money, some fun, some enjoyment, and I want you. In fact, I'm going to say God and I want you to manifest it. It can be so. Let me go to Tennessee and talk to a lovely, sweet lady, Miss Anita. How are you doing, Anita?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good, my dear. Everything going well for you this new year?
Everything is going well.
So now, Anita, what are you manifesting this year, 2022? What are you attracting?
I have already started my financial freedom goal.
Your financial freedom goal. What does that look like?
I have some old debt that I need to pay off. I have some new debt, some reoccurring debt that I need to pay off. Just to have just monthly bills and not extra bills.
So you wanted to pay off these debts. Is that what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So we want to pay off these debts, and you are manifesting, you're attracting that money. In other words, is that right?
Yes.
You know something, I don't know if you've been on my Facebook Lives lately, but
no, I started my new job Monday, so I haven't been able to get on.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
So, what you doing now?
I'm doing workers' comp claims.
Look at here! Look at here! I hurt myself. No, I'm just teasing. No,
wrong
don't
state.
Don't even go there. Just leave. No, I ain't hurt. I'm good. I'm good. Because you know what the old folks will say, be careful what you ask for because you just may get it.
That's so true.
Well, wonderful. Now, one thing that I've been telling people, and I need to add this to the fast forward challenge. And this is something the other day, I think it was Saturday, I was praying and Spirit spoke to me and told me to just let everybody know. I'm encouraging everybody to get a savings account or a piggy bank or something. And this is the part. I want you to attract $10,000 for yourself.
Yes.
And that is what Spirit told me. That is exactly what Spirit told me to tell everybody. And I have been sharing that this is not saving money for a rainy day. This is saving money for a new experience. And because, you know, you can get money when you have money. It's hard to get money when you don't have no money.
That's true.
It's hard. And even you say, you know, if I call you and say, well, now, Anita, I'm trying to get $5,000. Okay, well, Dr. Moses, how much of it have you, what do you have? Well, I got $3,000. That makes it a lot easier.
Right.
You follow me? And so
yes. We,
even when we pray for money, it's harder, your prayer is heavier when you don't have any money. Like, oh God, please, Lord, I got this bill, Lord, please. But when you have something in savings, you have some money, your prayer becomes lighter. You're not desperate. Does that make sense?
That is true. Yes.
And that really is a word that I felt. In fact, that's the way it came to me. Let us come out of desperation this year of 2022. Come out of, and I've been, I know you're single, and I've been saying this to single ladies, get you some money. You can attract a better person, male or female, this goes with both sexes, if you have some money, have your own money. You don't have to sit, tell everybody about it, but you have it in your own account that you know this is what you have. Sometimes I just want to surprise my wife. Well, I got this money. I can do that, or I have that money. So I'm going to encourage you, even as you pay your debts, which is going to become easier. I really do feel that. Then I also want you to start your savings account, and I want you to start putting in. Start with $20, start with $10, start with $100, whatever you can, and put monies aside to get that $10,000. Now, Keisha, I'm sorry, Anita, I know who you are.
Yes.
The reason why I said Keisha, because on my Facebook, that was a lady named Keisha that started doing what I said as of Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
She sent me a note yesterday that says she applied the principle. She started thinking about it on Saturday, and she got her $10,000 yesterday.
Amen.
She got it, and she's doing the fast forward challenge. She said, I just said, I want to do this. I want $10,000 in my own savings account. And a surprise money, just a surprise, came to her. So I want you. You can do this. Congratulations yes. on paying your debt, and congratulations on saving or attracting this $10,000. It's going to be easy, and it's going to be fulfilling. And I feel this word, it's going to be therapeutic for you, okay?
Yes. Yes. I have already started. I had to open up a different checking account. And it's got a card with, and most of the time I even forget that I have it because I have a regular checking account that my money goes into. But I started putting money in there in my other checking account last month. And it feels so good. I just was paying off a bill today, and I looked and I said, oh, I forgot all about that money. Well, I don't need it, so I'm just going to leave it there.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it. And I'm telling everybody, when you get your income tax, put a little something in that saving. It's going to feel wonderful. It does. It makes you feel lighter, brighter, and better. So keep doing it, Anita, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Blessings to you, my dear. I look to chat with you again real soon, okay?
Yes, you will.
All right, let me go to, I think I need to get to Janine. Janine, I need you to unmute your phone, Janine, because I need to talk to Janine in New York. Janine, let's see, how are you? Uh-oh, we haven't gotten Janine on yet. Let's get Janine on. But listen, everybody, don't forget now, go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Okay, that's DrMichaelMosley.com. Let's go to Janine. I think we got her. Janine, how you doing?
I'm great, and happy new year, Dr. Mosley.
Wonderful. Thank you, and a happy new year to you. So, Janine, what are you attracting this year of 2022?
My spiritualism is growing strong, and I hope to grow it stronger this year.
Now, explain that. I love that. That was so like a burst of fresh air. What does that mean?
It means I see things more clearly now in the spiritual realm.
Uh-huh.
And it comes to me through dreams and meditation. And I'm not as, I don't want to say frightened. I'm intimidated, I would say. I would use the word of a little afraid. I'm not as afraid as I was years ago.
Oh, I love about it. So your spirituality has canceled or eliminated a lot of your fear. It has elevated your faith and your confidence. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Oh my goodness. Congratulations on that. And I'm very serious on that, because this is what Spirit is telling me. It took effort to do that. And what it took, I'm gonna use another word, it took trust to do that. And if that happened, this is also happened all around in your life. Your trust level has increased. Now, some of us become nervous with that. It's almost, we look at it as a badge of honor to say, I don't trust everybody. I don't trust everybody. We're not saying to trust everybody, but it's a good medal. It's a good trophy to say, I do have trust. I trust in the divine. And not only that, I trust in myself. Does that make sense to you, my dear?
Yes.
And so I believe that is one thing that you have accomplished in 2021 to be able to see it manifest more in 2022. So I say you have done some spiritual work. You really have.
Oh, yes.
So you should be proud of yourself. So now, the last thing, let me share this with you that I sense in my spirit. This is going to be a year for you to be very persistent. I mean, be very persistent. You are going forward. You are moving. You are achieving your goals this year. Be persistent. In any relationship, we must develop it. It increases. And, you know, you've seen people that are married 10 years, 30 years, 50 years. And like, good God, how y'all stand each other every day? Well, evidently, it took some growth. It took some patience.
Oh, yeah.
But it took persistence. It took persistence. I can only imagine, you know, some people go through midlife crisis. And I was watching a show today. It was a comedy. But they said, the only reason why that man divorced you because he was just going through a midlife crisis, but he still loved you. When I heard that, that was funny to me, but it was so real. It was because I'm thinking some of my clients, I said, that's the same thing. We made some choices because we were just going through a midlife crisis. But it took persistence to go through the crisis. I congratulate you because you have really gone through the crisis. So hats off to you, Janina, and I want you to keep moving forward. Make this a greater year than it was last year. Okay?
I sure will.
Blessings to you, my dear. Listen, everybody. Oh, you all know how it is. I'm not out of words. I'm not out of love, but I am out of time. And I got to go. But listen, promise me, you got to go to the website. Get on the Fast Forward Challenge. Do that. Get on the Fast Forward Challenge. All you got to do is go to drmichaelmosley.com. Okay, and text the word reading to 40691. Get your reading with me. Now, you got to use the code word special, and it'll take $100 off of that reading. So you got to do that right now. Text the word reading to 40691. Now, that special ends, I think, January the 24th of 2022. So you got to do it quickly. All right, go on and schedule your reading. Text the word reading to 40691. I bless God for all of you. And it is a blessing that we have made it over to 2022. Don't stay over there in 2021, no matter how good it was. It's about to get gooder. No, it's about to get better in 2022. I really believe that. If you made it through all of these previous years, guess what? You're in store for a great, wonderful treat this year, 2022. Go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com, and get a part. Be a part of that fast forward challenge. Almost couldn't say it. That fast forward challenge. And follow me on Facebook. Look me up, Dr. Michael Mosley. I gotta go. I love you. Blessings to you, everybody. I can't wait to talk to you again real soon. But until then, stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. Blessings, everyone.